Corrupt former Crime Commission investigator Mark Standen has spoken for the first time since being jailed in 2008 on drug conspiracy charges. In a series of letters from prison, Mark Standen has outlined his close relationship with a career criminal called Neville Tween. Tween is the main suspect in a series of vicious sexual assaults 40 years ago and the disappearance of Sydney teenager Trudy Adams. Ruby Jones has been examining the case as part of the ABC's True Crime Investigation series, Barrenjoey Road.
It was here at a dance at the Newport Surf Life Saving Club that Trudy was last seen on Saturday night.
18-year-old Trudy Adams vanished hitchhiking home on Sydney's northern beaches 40 years ago. After she went missing, it was revealed at least 14 women had been brutally sexually assaulted in the same area.
The rapes were of such maniacal brutality that even now the police have refused to reveal details on or off the record.
Neville Tween, a safe-breaker, drug dealer and sex offender who lived near the northern beaches, is the prime suspect. But he wasn't questioned for 30 years, was never charged and is now dead. It has now emerged Neville Tween was a police informant to Mark Standen, the corrupt former Crime Commission investigator who was jailed for trying to import 300 kilograms of pseudoephedrine. In letters from jail, Mark Standen has revealed he socialised with Tween and mentored his son while they were both living on the New South Wales Central Coast.
I formed the view he was a retired, old-school criminal looking for a quiet life on the coast. Socialisation was unavoidable.
It's understood Standen registered Tween as an informant in 1994. Around the same time, he became aware Tween was a suspect in the Trudy Adams case. Standen has been accused of failing to provide assistance to a 2008 police investigation into Trudy Adams and another missing person. Former New South Wales detective Jason McLeod said when he asked Standen for help on the case, Standen seemed to put him off.
In my view, it was stalling. It was unusual. He was offering excuses as to why we couldn't come in and meet. Our prior competing jobs, Crime Commissioner wasn't available or so forth.
In his letters from jail, Standen denies these allegations and says his relationship with Neville Tween was innocent. But the close relationship between the career criminal and the corrupt cop has sparked criticism from former detective, now Professor of Policing, Mick Kennedy.
How can he possibly be a family friend? How the f*** could you even let him in your house knowing what he's done? And that would have been the average copper's response to Mark Standen trying to explain why he's friendly with Neville Tween.
Mick Kennedy is calling for a full inquiry into Standen's career.
What happens is when police get investigated for these historical matters, it's never about the actual incidents themselves, it's about the cover-up. And the cover-up is not necessarily about criminal activity, it's about competency, it's about misconduct, it's about all sorts of insinuations.
And that's former detective and now Professor of Policing Mick Kennedy ending that report by Ruby Jones from the ABC's True Crime Investigation series, Barrenjoey Road.